Georgia, and remains on this station through the grace of God and your faithful prayers and gifts.
You're listening to 91.5 FM and 102.3 FM. This is Brevard County's home for the very best in contemporary Christian and modern praise and worship music. WMIE.
We want to welcome you to Refresh with Pastor Bob Arthurs. Refresh is the radio ministry of Merritt Assembly of God in Merritt Island, Florida. You can find out more about the church by visiting merrittassembly.com. If you have prayer requests or praise reports, please email us at merrittassembly@hotmail.com. We would love to stand in faith with you. Now, here with today's Refresh broadcast is Pastor Bob Arthurs.
It's a fantastic day in Brevard County. Welcome to Friday. I don't know about you, but I am really excited about Friday. I got so much to do around my house, and so this is going to be a great day for me to be able to get it accomplished. I want to say thank you today to the folks at Jits Concrete, 321-536-5804, 321-536-5804. And if you need any block or concrete work done, give them a call. Do you know that the population in Florida is increasing? Do you realize that when the population increases, that means that the demand for housing increases? And when people hear that, means that there's more businesses that need to be built, and factories and schools and shopping centers and all of that. There is lots and lots of construction that is going on right now. But if you've got something that needs to work or concrete work, I want to encourage you to call Jits Concrete, 321-536-5804. 321-536-5804. They can get you up and running. They can get you your project done. They know the suppliers. They know the tool. They have all of the tools. They got the experience, the expertise. And believe me, there's a difference between experience and expertise. You can have bad experience and not be an expert in doing what you're doing. You know, on the driving range, they say practice makes perfect, and a person said that's not true, because bad practice just means that you are even worse when you get done practicing than you were at the beginning. And so the folks at Jits Concrete, they are very, very good at what they do. If you need block or concrete work done, somebody had just asked on social media the other day, hey, I need a good person in this particular field. It wasn't block or concrete work, but it was a construction-related field. People are all the time asking on social media, you know, for veterinarians and all sorts of stuff. I'm here to tell you, if you need some repair work done, give them a call, 321-536-5804. 321-536-5804, and let them get you fixed up in good working order. So, busy weekend at Merritt Assembly of God. We got a men's breakfast tomorrow morning at 8 o'clock in the morning. We have a potluck dinner tomorrow after church. Part of that potluck dinner is a chili cook-off that we've got going on, as well as, oh yes, I'm leading worship and preaching. And so we're taking Sunday night off this weekend, fifth Sunday celebration. And so if you would like to come and join us for service, we would love to have you come and be a part of what God is doing. God's positioning the church, equipping the church so that we can be focused on accomplishing what God has for us, and that is touching this community with the love of Jesus Christ. We're looking for 2020 to be an absolutely breakthrough year for Merritt Assembly of God. We would love for you to be a part of it. So today I want to tell you, I heard on the radio earlier this week, there were people talking about lying, and it's like, oh wow, that's interesting. And Within 12 hours, I had heard two comments about lying in different environments. One was in a TV program from the 1990s that we were watching, my wife and I, and it the statement that was made caught her attention. I'll tell you more about that one a little bit later. But I was listening to the radio the next day, and they were talking about a person who had lied to another individual, and someone said, "Well, you can't lie to them." And I'm telling you, the person they were talking to said, "Why not? Why not?" And they literally repeated the same thing a little bit later, and their response was, "Why can't you lie to this person?" All of this was going on while I'm saying, okay, have I drilled this message home yet enough that God does not want us bearing false witness to one another, that he wants us to be messengers of truth, not messengers of deception? I'm thinking, surely society has this. They've got this message down pat. But there is a lot of society whose moral compass has shifted from being based upon the word of God to being based upon some other form of manufactured morality instead of absolute morality that we find in the Word of God. And I will tell you that anything that is manufactured by man is always going to be inferior to that which has been commanded by God. Okay? So there are some people whose philosophy is tell the truth when necessary, but their primary reason for communicating would be just to flat out lie. They find it easier to lie than it is for them to tell the truth. And so, going to a different topic that kind of introduces us to where we are today is, I was in a conversation with someone, and they were helping to train a person on a specific task, and there had been an operational deficiency in that, and so they were describing the process, but in doing so, they explained how they came to identify this because they had all done it. They'd all made this mistake. They'd been burned by it. And so now they had to look for it. And they explained to the person, not that they had just made a mistake, but how to identify to not make the mistake and the why. And the why. And so I believe that we need to have such absolute trust in God that we say yes to God before he even gives us an explanation. But when it comes to this, I believe that the Bible identifies that there are many good, valid, solid, righteous reasons why we should not be lying to one another. So we're going to start by going to Romans chapter 3. Romans chapter 3. And let's begin reading in verse number 10. As it is written, there is none righteous, no, not one. There is none who understands. There is none who seeks after God. They have all turned aside. They have together become unprofitable. There is none who does good, no, not one. Their throat is an open tomb. With their tongues they have practiced deceit. The poison of asps is under their lips, whose mouth is full of cursing and bitterness. Their feet are swift to shed blood. Destruction and misery are in their ways, and the way of peace they have not known. There is no fear of God before their eyes. The behavior that is being described here is people who have lost all respect for God. They have no comprehension, no understanding. The fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom and the beginning of knowledge. But because they had no fear of God, therefore they had no understanding. They were not driven to seek the face of the Lord. They had, instead of becoming priceless, they had become unprofitable. Their practices were not what God would have them to be. And as a result, all of this was manifesting in the way that they talked. Let me point you to verse number 13. Their throat is an open tomb. With their tongues they practice deceit. The poison of asps is under their lips. So, the other media encounter that I had, there was a person who was lying. And so they were in a room with another person, and they were talking about this situation, and they were selling him a bill of goods. They were talking about things, and there was no truth in it. And finally the person said, "You are lying. You don't have any desire in this at all." And he said, No, I don't." He said, "Well, why would you lie to me about this? Why would you do that?" And he said, "Well, lying is a skill, and if you're going to be really good at it, you have to practice often." That's what we see here in the book of Romans in verse number 13. It says they have practiced deceit. They have practiced deceit. How does one decide to do that? Well, I believe that many times lying happens because we get caught in the act of doing something, and there's either panic lying. There's some things that I've learned over the past few months, people have told me, is that there's a thing called panic lying, where you get hemmed into a corner, and you just lie because you panic. You don't feel like there's any other way out. And, you know, sometimes that can happen as a kid. There's a video that was shown here not too long ago. It went viral, of a little girl who got caught doing all sorts of makeup all over her face, and it wasn't her makeup. And her dad confronted her about it when she came into the room, and so he began to ask her questions, and she's just got this big old smile on her face, and she begins to tell one falsehood after another falsehood after another falsehood, and all of that seems innocent, and she's not persuasive at all. You know, the things that she says, she's very, very young. None of it makes sense, but she thinks that she has gotten away with telling these falsehoods. And I will tell you that what's going to happen is from that will continue to grow if the parents don't step in and bring correction. There's going to continue to be more and more practice in the art of deception until they get very, very good at it. My first youth pastoring experience was quite educational. It was in a full-blown city. I thought Tulsa was a large city until I ended up in Chicago, and I discovered that Chicago was a large city, and I thought Chicago was large until I went to and visited, like, whoa, goodness gracious, sakes alive. This is a big, big city. There are cities around that are like that as well. But when I went to Chicago, I literally witnessed somebody doing something, and a young man in my youth group. And when I confronted him on that, he looked at me straight in the eye, did not blink, and said, "I didn't do that." And I said, "I saw you do it." And he continued to insist that he did not do it. I know that there are careers that people have where they practice and practice and practice until they become masters in the arena of deceit and deception. That's not something I want on my resume. That's not something supposed to be known or talked about or even mentioned as a possibility in the household of faith. We are supposed to be people who tell the truth. It says, their throat is an open tomb. Okay, now remember, whatever comes out of your mouth reflects what is going on in your heart. And so when there is death that is coming out of your mouth, that's because there is spiritual death. That means that there is life that is missing in your spirit. And so there's nothing edifying, there's nothing encouraging that can come out of your mouth in a spiritual context because Jesus isn't living in your heart. It also says this, that the poison of asps, A-S-P-S, is under their lips. The poison of asps. Now, I have never been bitten by a snake that I'm aware of. My brother has. My brother has. We were on a family vacation. We were visiting my uncle's farm, and was down by the pond, and my brother was bitten by a copperhead snake. Now, let me tell you what happens whenever you get bit by a snake. You forget about whatever you were doing. The family vacation came to an abrupt end. Now the focus was to get my brother from the place where he was bitten by the snake to the hospital where they could treat him for the snake. And fortunately in his case, they were able to get him there. And you know, I was pretty young. I mean, I was the older brother, so he was very young. The size of a copperhead snake until I recently saw the sizes of some of these copperhead snakes. And it's like, no, I don't want to mess with that snake. I had a business at one point in time when my wife and I were newly married. Our main source of income was not much at all. And so once a month, they had a flea market, and there was another flea market another time of the month. And so I would go and I would buy some things, then I would sell them in this flea market and hope to make a little bit of money. And I remember one of these locations, they had an aquarium filled with $100 bills. No lid. I mean, it wasn't full of them, but there were several $100 bills in there. And there was a sign that said, feel free to reach in and grab one of these $100 bills. The only problem was there were live rattlesnakes down inside there. And nobody was reaching inside there for the $100 bill because they realized that the danger of the rattlesnake bite was more costly than the $100 bill that you would get. And it wasn't necessarily because of the bite, it was because of the toxins that would go throughout your system. Whenever you and I become practitioners of deceit, there is poison that comes out of our mouth, and it damages everyone that we come in contact with. Whatever, let's practice, let's become very, very skilled at telling the truth. It talks about their mouth is full of cursing and bitterness, and I want to tell you that those things are related. You know, it goes on, you know, we talked about in yesterday's program that we're supposed to be agents of blessing, not agents of cursing. If you're more interested in telling someone where to go and it's not heaven than you are telling them how to get to heaven, there's a problem with your heart. I remember a time where I said to God, God, if this person wants to go to hell, who am I to stop them? And all of a sudden, the Holy Spirit is ministering to me because he was making it clear, that's not the heart of Jesus. So I had to repent. I don't know if the other person ever repented or not. I know I did the best that I could to reach them. I would have conversations with them, but I don't know if they ever did repent of the things that they did. At that point in time, I knew that God was saying, okay, what just came out of your heart did not reflect the heart of God. And so we need to make sure that we are not infecting other people. I want to talk a little bit just about the bitterness aspect, because many people give greater credibility to the experiences where they have been victimized than they do to the healing and liberating word of Jesus Christ. Don't be practitioners of deceit. Instead, be someone who tells the truth, who lives the truth, and communicates the truth to those around. I want to take you over to Romans chapter 7, since we're talking about these reasons, and share with you another reason here on today's broadcast why you and I, you know, if God telling you not to do it is not good enough, he's also given you several other reasons. Romans 7:7. What shall we say then? Is the law sin? Certainly not. On the contrary, I would not have known sin except through the law, for I would not have known covetousness unless the law had said, you shall not covet. But sin, taking opportunity by the commandment, produced in me all manner of evil desire. For apart from the law, sin was dead. I was alive once without the law, but when the commandment came, sin revived and I died. And the commandment, which was to bring life, I found to bring death. For sin, taking occasion by the commandment, deceived me, and by it killed me. Therefore the law is holy, and the commandment holy, and just and good. This is the Apostle Paul that is saying this. Now, I can tell you that Paul had not yet been thrown to the wild beasts. He had not been, you know, persecuted and all of that for the faith. What he is describing is his encounter with sin as a Pharisee, as a zealot for the Jewish faith at that point in time, and how he persecuted the church. And he said that what happened in verse number 11 was that sin took occasion, took the opportunity that was presented. It deceived me, and by it killed me. The devil is very opportunistic. He will look for whatever open door you give him. For Paul, it was his zeal that was based in knowledge, but it wasn't based in love. And so he was very zealous for the truth as he knew it, but he didn't have a complete revelation of the truth. You know, Apollos was out preaching the gospel, and there were a couple of believers who had come from Paul's ministry, and they found Apollos, and they said he was preaching about the baptism of John, but he didn't know about everything that Jesus had done for him. And so Aquila and Priscilla, I believe were their names, they went and they explained the truth of God to him in a more adequate manner, and he became a major ally in reaching the first century world with the truth of Jesus Christ. Okay? We need to take opportunity to grow in faith, but if we don't, sin will take the opportunity to deceive us, to keep us blinded to the truth, and it will end up destroying us. Paul was now looking back, and he realized that he was actually separated from God while he was trying to defend God and the purity of the faith. Therefore, the law is holy and the commandment holy and just and good. So when God says, don't bear false witness against your neighbor, we need to realize that God is never going to tell us something with an impure motive. Try that standard on a politician. See if there's not some self-serving interest that they've got. What God tells us is, I want you to live this way because this is the best way, this is a holy way, it is a righteous way, and it is a great quality of life. But if not, if you and I choose sin, sin will deceive us, and as a result of that, we're going to be separated from God. Sooner or later, your sin will find you out. You will be exposed, and then you will be separated many times from family. Many times you're going to be separated from your job. You'll be separated from your finances. You'll be separated from your health. Listen, when the devil tries to deceive you, he never has your best intentions in mind. He is looking for an opportunity to destroy you, to destroy me, and we can't afford to let him succeed. We've got a great Friday or a great Sunday that is planned this week. Paul's here this morning, and he's got a great celebration going on at his church on Sunday as well. And I pray that you will be intentional. Don't let the devil deprive you of getting out and worshiping with God's people this weekend. We'll see you Monday right here on
Thank Refresh. You for tuning in today to Refresh with Pastor Bob Arthurs. Refresh is brought to you by the church family of Merritt Assembly of God in Merritt Island, Florida. If you do not have a church home, we invite you to visit with us this Sunday. We have Sunday school at 9:30 a.m. and worship at 10:30 a.m. We are located at 165 North Grove Street on Merritt Island. You can discover more about the church through our website, merrittassembly.com. Email us any prayer needs and testimonies to merrittassembly@hotmail.com. We invite you to tune in Monday through Friday on WMIE 91.5 at 8:30 a.m. and 5 o'clock p.m. and WWBC 1510 at 10:30 a.m. Remember, Proverbs 11:25, he who refreshes others will himself be refreshed.
It's time to unpack all God has given you and discover a stumble-proof faith. Join David Jeremiah in your city for the Everything You Need Tour, an evening of enriching study, practical teaching, powerful worship, and uplifting fellowship. Request your free tickets today and join David Jeremiah in Orlando, Florida on October 1st at the Amway Center. Go to davidjeremiah.org/tour or call 1-800-947-1993.